Have you ever calculated how much of your life disappears into the black hole of unproductive meetings? The average professional spends 23 hours weekly in meetings, with nearly 8 of those hours completely wasted. But here's the career-changing insight hiding in plain sight. Meetings aren't just administrative necessities, they're stages where your leadership abilities are spotlighted for everyone to see. When you run an effective meeting, you're not just checking a box, you're showcasing your ability to drive results and orchestrate success. The executives who rise fastest in organizations often aren't the most technically skilled. They're the ones who consistently extract maximum value from every minute spent in discussion with others. Companies like Apple and Amazon have transformed their meeting cultures using these principles, with CEOs including Jeff Bezos implementing the no PowerPoint rule and two pizza team concept. Mastering the art of productive meetings might be the most underrated career accelerator in your professional arsenal. Meetings fail when treated as one-size-fits-all rather than specialized tools. Understanding the meeting type is crucial for effectiveness. Information-sharing meetings focus on updates and progress reports, prioritizing communication flow over decisions. Think department updates that maintain organizational alignment. Problem-solving meetings tackle specific challenges with clear goals. Success depends on having the right people present and a well-defined problem to solve. Operational meetings unite representatives across departments to break down silos and align with organizational objectives, creating a comprehensive view of interconnected efforts. Committee meetings follow standardized formats for regular feedback and planning, like quality circles in manufacturing, consistent groups meeting on schedule to monitor progress. Teaching and training meetings introduce new knowledge or skills, ensuring teams have the necessary tools when implementing new technologies or methodologies. Operational meetings unite representatives across departments to break down silos and align with organizational objectives, creating a comprehensive view of interconnected efforts. Committee meetings follow standardized formats for regular feedback and planning, like quality circles in manufacturing. Consistent groups meeting on schedule to monitor progress. Teaching and training meetings introduce new knowledge or skills, ensuring teams have the necessary tools when implementing new technologies or methodologies. Understanding these distinctions matters because each type requires different structures, participants, and success metrics. Recognizing the specific purpose helps design appropriate experiences and measure relevant outcomes. The single most important question before scheduling any meeting is deceptively simple. Why are we meeting? This forces clarity about the meeting's purpose and helps determine whether a meeting is even necessary. Start by asking, could this be handled through email? Who absolutely needs to be present? What specific outcome are we seeking? These questions crystallize the meeting's purpose and prevent the all-too-common scenario of people gathering without understanding why. Think about meetings as investments of company resources. A one-hour meeting with 10 people earning an average of $50 per hour costs the company $500 in direct salary expenses, not counting opportunity costs. This perspective raises the bar for meeting justification and encourages maximizing return on that investment. When scheduling a meeting, align its goals with broader business objectives. Ask, how will this meeting contribute to our organizational success? This ensures that meeting time translates directly to business results, rather than becoming a ritual that exists for its own sake. Remember that meetings aren't just about the time spent in the room. They're about the outcomes generated and actions taken afterward. A well-purposed meeting creates momentum that continues long after participants leave the room. Meeting participation can be as career-defining as meeting leadership. Senior executives routinely note who contributes meaningfully, using these observations to inform promotion decisions. A telling example. When a CEO needed to promote one of 5 managers to an executive role, he chose the one who demonstrated thorough preparation and offered insightful questions during a strategic planning meeting. Despite similar qualifications, the other candidates failed to capitalize on this visibility opportunity. To maximize this career opportunity, prepare diligently. Review the agenda, develop relevant points, and anticipate questions, showing respect for both organizer and participants. Importantly, contribute early in meetings. Research shows the first 5 minutes largely determine your influence. Early participants establish themselves as engaged contributors, while those who remain silent often struggle to make an impact later. Being prepared ensures your contributions add genuine value rather than mere participation. Problem-solving meetings drive innovation, but often fail due to poor problem definition. As Einstein noted, if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes defining the problem and 5 minutes solving it. Like a doctor diagnosing before treatment, precisely identifying the problem prevents wasted effort. Document the problem statement clearly to ensure shared understanding among participants. Resist accepting the first problem definition. Ask, what else might be the problem, to reveal whether the initial issue is merely a symptom of a deeper challenge. A perceived sales problem might actually stem from product quality issues. When developing solutions, consider 4 approaches: increasing effective actions, reducing ineffective ones, starting new initiatives, or stopping certain activities. This framework generates comprehensive solutions beyond familiar defaults. Establish clear decision criteria before evaluating solutions to prevent pursuing impractical options. Room setup significantly impacts meeting outcomes, from participation to energy levels. For collaborative sessions, arrange seating to maximize face-to-face interaction. U-shaped or circular configurations encourage participation, while classroom-style setups create passive audiences. Seating arrangements create power dynamics that influence outcomes. The power position typically faces the door or sits at the table head. Strategic participant placement can enhance or inhibit communication. Ensure seating enables eye contact between participants, as visual connection builds rapport and energy. When presenting, treat it as a persuasive opportunity, not just information transfer. Start with a compelling introduction that establishes credibility and relevance. Use visual aids sparingly. PowerPoint should support, not overshadow, your message. Follow the 5x5 rule. 5 lines with 5 words per slide to maintain audience focus. Build confidence through consistent practice. Join Toastmasters or take courses for regular speaking opportunities. As speaking frequency increases, fear diminishes, transforming daunting experiences into energizing ones. Meetings reflect and shape organizational culture. By revolutionizing your team's meeting approach, you can catalyze broader cultural transformation toward greater effectiveness. Model the behaviors you wish to see throughout the organization. When you consistently run focused, productive meetings, others naturally begin emulating your approach, more effective than top-down mandates. Combat Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill available time by allocating less time than seems necessary. Use specific, unusual deadlines to maintain focus, ending at 3:47 rather than 4, to signal serious intent about time boundaries. Start and end meetings precisely on schedule. Don't recap for latecomers. This creates natural consequences that modify behavior. Begin without them to respect those who arrive on time. Document and share successful meeting practices through simple templates and guidelines others can easily adopt. These resources reduce the friction of changing habits and provide concrete alternatives to ineffective patterns. Meetings represent management in action, visible demonstrations of how your organization functions. By transforming them from time wasters to energizing sessions, you change how people work together. This ripple effect extends beyond the meeting room, potentially becoming your most significant leadership legacy.